This is Senator Al Simpson. When it comes to use of drugs, all young people, rich or poor, of every race and culture, are fair game for addiction. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, you have often been the self-appointed cheerleader for the masses. But really now, don't you think it's high time to drop the social stereotypes which link minorities to drug abuse? That's way off track. According to a report by the University of Michigan, which studied 70,000 high school students, white students are nearly twice as likely to use drugs than minority kids of the same age. Ted, drug abuse is a dead serious problem, especially when young people get sucked up into the vicious circle of addiction. But don't keep saying this is a minority problem. That creates a very unnecessary and undeserved stigma that just isn't true. Instead of continually calling out for federal funding that only helps one group in society, let's make certain any kid who needs help gets it.
Al, no one seriously involved in waging the war on drugs regards it as a problem confined to any minority or racial group. The drug pushers and organized crime take their illegal profits where they can. Your other comments about helping young people, though, are right on, Al. If only you'd back up your rhetoric on face-off with your votes in Congress. Our current anti-drug strategy is failing because you and the administration insist on waging a lopsided war. The three P's of law enforcement, police, prosecutors, and prisons can't do the job alone. We need equal emphasis on two other strategies: education, to stop young Americans from using drugs, and treatment, to help drug abusers break their addiction. We won the Persian Gulf victory by a coordinated air, land, and sea campaign. We'll lose the war on drugs, Al, unless we use a coordinated strategy of law enforcement, education, and treatment. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.